Trump and White House address, classified documents show election interference from China, major election vulnerabilities. By Nick Gilbertson on July 16, 2026. President Donald Trump on Thursday unveiled the bombshell tranche of files he emphasized detail China's interference in American elections, particularly in 2020, as well as major election vulnerabilities. Detailing the findings, which the president emphasized have been reviewed by top intelligence agency chiefs, Trump laid out numerous critical areas of concern, beginning with China. Documents released by the White House are available here. The president said the People's Republic of China, PRC, illicitly acquired a whopping 220 million U.S. voter files through what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history. That information includes names, addresses, phone numbers, political party preferences, and other sensitive data that would be needed to register to vote and engage in other nefarious activities, which is exactly what was happening, Trump said. This data loss presents an unprecedented election security nightmare. The intelligence even shows that China assigned a data exploitation unit specifically to this new project, he added. Trump said another key area of concern is a deep state cover-up of the extent of China's meddling. Compounding the travesty, the second set of documents we are releasing reveals that members of the deep state in our intelligence agency work to actively suppress and downplay information about the extent of China's sinister election meddling, covering it up from both the president and the American people like nobody thought was possible, he said. Watch, Trump, deep state work to suppress information about China's meddling in U.S. elections. He also said while outlining the second area of documents, CIA reporting explicitly stated, and I quote, in mid-2018, the Chinese Communist Party's policy was to leverage all domestic and foreign elements that were opposed to the U.S. president in an effort to reduce the U.S. president's votes and make him resign or prevent his re-election. Trump went on to add that raw intelligence obtained by the FBI in 2020, yet buried by rogue bureaucrats, stated that China's activities even included an attempt to manufacture illegal ballots for Joe Biden. Trump added that the documents reveal that reports regarding China's election targeting were omitted from his daily presidential briefs during his first term. Documents show that during this period, dozens of significant CIA and NSA reports about China's election targeting were kept out of the presidential briefing. These were briefings I would get almost every day, he added. Everything was kept out that was of importance. One email among intelligence analysts admitted that they had, quote, deliberately massaged the presidential daily briefing to withhold information regarding Chinese activities related to the election, Trump added. The third set of documents proves that for many years Americans were blatantly lied to about the security of our election infrastructure, including electronic voting machines and ballot counting systems, dishonest almost all, the president said, adding. They're vulnerable and they're easily compromised, and people within our government knew that. Tonight, we're publishing a series of previously classified U.S. intelligence community assessments and other reports proving that our government has long known these machines are extremely exposed to attack. As one assessment states, we judge that the United States' adversaries, including at a minimum Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, as well as non-state groups, have the capability to compromise U.S. election infrastructure. Trump said documents show the CIA obtained reporting of a specific plot to deal big number in favor of the corrupt Maduro regime in Venezuela. And that's exactly what happened, conspiring to digitally rig their own country's elections in 2020, and that's what they did. The fourth set shows significant evidence of fraud was buried and covered up, Trump said, pointing to FBI files detailing evidence of alleged fraud by a large-scale voter registration operation in Michigan. He added. In 2020, Michigan State Police raided a Democrat Get Out the Vote organization, corrupt group, in Muskegon, and were so concerned by what they found that they contacted the FBI in Detroit. The documents state that some canvassers admitted to FBI agents that they signed voter registration forms in other people's names, submitted fraudulent registration for people who did not exist, and received gift cards tied to their number of applications that they produced. In other words, it was pay, play, and cheat. The final area of documents is a release of a Department of Homeland Security investigation, which uncovered hundreds of thousands of non-citizens registered to vote in federal elections, he said. According to the DHS review, state voter rolls, and public records, they identified approximately 278,000 non-citizens who were registered to vote in federal elections. Since Democrat states refused to share their voter files, the real number is actually much higher than that. Yet, even this limited analysis found more than 250,000 foreigners illegally registered to vote. The president added that the information he detailed throughout the address shows an election system so broken and so vulnerable that no one can possibly defend it.